Welcome back to Hot Mess Help Desk, the podcast where your counselors make sense of the mess inside your head.
I'm Lainey Kay.
And I'm Maya Ice. Today we're talking about anxiety, overthinking, and self-doubt. Or, as we like to say, my brain is like 47 tabs open and one of them is playing music, but I can't find it.
That is very relatable. And honestly, Maya, I have a little PSA because I was doing a little bit of ruminating last night and this morning, right? Which is related to this episode in that I know we want to dive in deeper, right? We want to dive in further to the topics that we're discussing in these episodes. Right. But the purpose of these first few episodes in this season is to do 8 to 10 minute episodes, super digestible for students specifically right now. And then we will have these maybe longer episodes later where we really get to dive into some of these topics. And I think it's, again, just important to kind of bring that back up and remind everybody we're doing our best out here. We just want to get some of this information out to you, give you little tips and tricks on the front end, and then we'll dive deeper into these episodes. And actually, I would like to do a poll when this episode releases. I would like to do a poll that's inquiring about what students might want to hear a little bit deeper, right?
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
Yes, because this is for you guys, the listeners. So yeah, we need your feedback. So then, you know, we might feel really strongly about a topic, but if y'all are like, eh, we got this, we're good, we're experts, actually, we don't need to hear more about that. We don't want to do an episode about stuff you don't want to hear about. So please let us know on our Instagram, hotmess.helpdesk.
Alrighty, so here's today's check-in. When you're anxious or overthinking, what's your go-to brain loop? Is it replaying past conversations, imagining worst-case scenarios? That's me. Or mentally rehearsing a presentation for the 600th time.
Yeah, I'm big on the replaying past conversations, but thinking of things I could have said or should have said, like, ooh, that really would have got him. Or that would have been really funny. But yeah, things that I could have said, those get me. What about you?
I do the imagining worst case scenarios, and I don't know why. I think it's, well, I do know why. It is the curse of behavioral health, right? I know exactly why I'm doing this. I want to feel prepared. I want to be ready for that worst case scenario that has like a 0.002% chance of happening.
You don't know what to do.
But y'all, I'll be ready for that zombie apocalypse. Don't you worry. Come to me.
Yeah, I'm bunking with you. I'll find you.
Oh my goodness.
So let's name it. Anxiety is that buzzing, restless energy that tells you something might go wrong. May or may not. Might. We don't know. A little can motivate you, you know, get that stuff done like we had mentioned in the past, but a lot can make it, you know, hard to focus, sleep, breathe normally, function, basic tasks.
And overthinking is like anxiety's best friend. It's like, I got you. Your brain tries to solve problems by running them on repeat, but instead of finding answers, you just get sort of stuck.
Yeah. And then the self-doubt comes right up alongside, the inner voice that says, you're not smart enough. You're not prepared enough. Everyone else has it figured out but you.
That ain't the truth. Here's the counseling advice. The goal isn't to make your brain perfectly quiet. It's learning tools to keep it from running the show.
Yeah, you'll have a lot more fun. You know, only going off of those negative thoughts that aren't even true. Mm-hmm. So one tool we like to use is grounding, focusing on your senses. You might have heard of this one before. This one's pretty popular. So naming 5 things you can see, 4 you can touch, 3 that you can hear, 2 you can smell, and something you can taste. It pulls you back from that spiral and kind of gets you in the moment, like, okay, I'm in the present moment. Here's these surroundings. I'm safe. Everything's fine. I'll figure it out.
And let me just shout out to those mini episodes. If you are struggling to center yourself and focus, and we can guide you, right? We have the shout out to Maya's recent mini mental reset episode. It was wonderful. It's super quick. She does a great job. So yeah, if you are struggling and you need a little bit of help or guidance or support, that's why we are here.
Yes. And we loved the PMR episode. I love doing it. It was so fun. And then we'll have more of those coming. So those post on Fridays and our regular episodes post on Mondays. Another thing that we like to recommend to clients is knowing what coping skills work for you. Reflecting on past instances or situations where you have felt anxious or were really worried, but then somehow you bounce back, whether you reached out to your friends, your family, talked it out. You know, sometimes we need to be vulnerable about these things, about our thoughts and feelings, because then your supports can help you to come back down to reality. That's why I go to Olaney when I'm spiraling, because I know that that works well for me to have someone to listen without judgment. Mm-hmm. And if I need answers or suggestions, she'll give them. If I just need to vent about it, she can just listen. So yeah, reaching out to support, being vulnerable. Also for people who are having trouble making friends and that support system here, because that can be a hard part of this transition, is building a new friend group, because you had your high school one, but you might not have your college one yet. So maybe being the first one to be vulnerable, like, hey, this is hard. Like, are you guys homesick too? Are you, you know, how are you balancing this academic stuff? Because I'm struggling. So yeah, really being vulnerable with each other and not judging each other. And yeah, you can get that support here as well.
Maya, you're so good at this.
Oh my gosh, stop.
I mean, you I want to try to like circle back and touch on some of the things that you said, because it, yes, set that example. Right? Be that leader. Do not be a follower, right? Like, please be a leader. Show your friends that it's okay to be vulnerable. And not to call out men here, but to call out men here, we know that society often says men cannot be emotional, right? They have to be very stoic and strong. And that's just not the case. And I say this a lot in the therapy room, where I speak very candidly to men in the office, because it's so important to normalize their emotions and validate that they have feelings and they're allowed to express it too. And something that I say, science, science, science here,
blah,
right?
Blah, blah, blah.
But it is it's very true. So energy cannot be destroyed. So if you have emotions, you have anxiety, you have all these feelings and you're pushing them down, where are they going? Into your left arm and staying there. What ends up happening is they come out when you least expect them to, when you least want them to. Right. And they can come out as anger or, you know, crying, what have you. And it's better to process them in the moment or shortly after and express them, validate them. Right. Set the standard for how you want others to treat you, and how, yeah, just to validate your emotions.
Yes. I identify those emotions.
I get so passionate about it, because I'm just like, we're all human. We're not robots, as far as I know. So like, we're all going to have emotions about different things, and that's okay. Okay. Back to anxiety and and the ways that it can show up.
Yes. And self-doubt too. How do we fix that? We challenge that thought. Ask yourself, is this a fact or is my brain being a jerk? What evidence do I have for or against this belief?
Okay, you are speaking my language that I didn't know I felt so strongly about. But now that we're doing this episode, I feel strongly about it. I love to do this in session. When a client has anxious thoughts, maybe they're having trouble sleeping, I'm like, okay, I need you to do me a favor. When you're not here, I need you to identify when you're having an anxious moment and write down the thoughts you're having in that moment, and then bring that back in here. And then they do. And then I'm like, cool, let's throw that thought right up on the whiteboard. And I want you to provide me evidence that supports this thought. And then it's usually very little, if any at all. And then evidence that goes against that thought. And there's usually a ton of it. And I want to talk a little bit more about science and CBT for a second. Surprise, surprise. So where these thoughts come from? Let's think about this for a second. When we are small children, our surroundings is giving us information. And often we process it, internalize it. We see it through our perspective, through our lenses, and it creates these core beliefs that we have. And those core beliefs stick with us throughout our life, all the way into adulthood. And sometimes these core beliefs are not very helpful. They often are negative. It's like, I'm unlovable. I'm a failure. I'm bad. You know, I'm worthless. The world is dangerous. It can come up in so many different ways. And how we see it throughout our day to day is in these very irrational, unhelpful thinking patterns. And that's something that we can get into in a later episode, because I will talk at length about it. But I want you to think about when you are anxious, think about the thoughts you're having and maybe put those thoughts on trial. Is there evidence that supports that thought? Or is there a more realistic, rational thought you could have? Not necessarily positive. I'm not saying go over the top with being positive about it. Just be realistic with yourself.
Yeah. Dang. You really cooked with that one.
Woo! Thanks.
Wow. All right. Are you ready for myth versus fact, Lainey?
I sure am.
Okay. The first one. If I can't stop worrying, it means I'm broken.
Fact. Anxiety is one of the most common mental health concerns, especially that we see in our office. And it doesn't mean you're broken. Again, it's a normal, learned response.
Mm-hmm. Another one. Confidence means never doubting yourself.
Fact. Even confident people feel doubt. Confidence is about acting with the doubt, not waiting for it to disappear. And something I say, I do say this, is giving up is so much worse than failing. This week's self-care spotlight is the sticky note challenge. Write down encouraging phrases like, I'm allowed to take up space, or one bad grade doesn't define me, and stick it where you'll see it.
Yeah, it sounds super cheesy. I cringed when you said it. No, I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. But those repeated reminders really do start to shift your brain's default script. And I mean, we talk about positive affirmations a lot. Mm-hmm. I even have it on my phone and my watch on my lock screen, mm-hmm. and it changes. So I do have those positive affirmations. Do they all relate to me? I'm like, I don't need that reminder. But sometimes I do. And I'm like, oh, yep, they cooked. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I have a positive affirmation calendar on my desk. You can come and see, because nice. They change every day.
That's it for Send Help, My Brain Won't Shut Up.
Remember, you don't have to eliminate anxiety or overthinking. You just need the tools to quiet the noise and build a little balance.
Next time, we'll be tackling depression, because sometimes passing classes doesn't mean you're actually feeling okay.
This is Hot Mess Help Desk.
Two counselors,
total hot messes,
here to help you thrive.
Before we go, a quick reminder, you don't have to handle everything on your own.
If you're a student here at UE, you can connect with us at the Counseling Center. Just call 812-488-2663, email counselingservices@evansville.edu, or stop by during office hours.
If you're not on our campus, check in with your school's counseling center or a local provider for support.
And if you ever feel like you're in immediate danger or are having thoughts of harming yourself or others, please call public safety to get in contact with a UE counselor or call 911 right away.
You can also dial 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. It's available 24/7 anywhere in the U.S.
You're not alone, and reaching out takes courage.
This podcast was produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville that utilizes design, photography, video, and sound towards experiential and academic learning in journalistic endeavors and storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view. If you would like to donate, go to fireside.evansville.edu/donate to contribute to a program.